What if you want to do a search for a certain keyword or phrase, not on the whole internet, but just on a particular website? I'll show you how to do that today, and I'll also tell you about a cool Google trick that you probably haven't seen before.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome to the Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and I appreciate that you have taken the time to join me here today. I know your time is valuable, but really, what are you doing right now? Driving the car? Exercising? Maybe walking your dog? What else are you going to listen to right now anyway? Certainly not commercial radio. Anyway, I'm glad you're here with me. A lot of the tips I talk about on this show have to do with making something happen when it seems like there's no way for it to work. What we're talking about today is how to do a search on a particular website. Here's an example so you know what I'm talking about. Let's say you're someone who loves to go fishing. Personally, I don't really go fishing. I have in the past, and I enjoyed it. I just don't do it anymore. But believe me, there are a lot of people in this world who take fishing very seriously. So you're one of those fishing fanatics, and you've heard about this new type of fishing line called hybrid line. It's called that because it's made of a combination of fluorocarbon and nylon. So you want to see about getting some of this new fishing line and trying it out. Well, one of the popular websites for buying fishing accessories, such as lures, line, and other things, is a place called Yozuri. Where that name came from, I have no idea, but they sell all kinds of fishing stuff. Of course, you could just do a Google search for any place that sells this product, that particular type of hybrid line, but let's say you've dealt with this company before, so you want to stick with them. But what you want to know is, do they sell this hybrid fishing line? So you go to their website, yo-zuri.com, to find out. You go to their homepage, look around, there's no mention of it. No problem, you'll just do a quick search from their website, right? Nope, because there's no search function on this particular website. Now you could go navigating all over the site to see if there's any listing of the hybrid fishing line product, but that could actually take a long time. Some websites are just not laid out very well, and they're not easy to navigate. There's another way to go about this, and it's very easy. What you have to do is open a new tab or open a new window and just go to google.com, and then do this search. Site colon yo-zuri.com/hybrid. So that's the word site, S-I-T-E, followed by a colon, then the domain name of the site, then a space, and then the word that you're searching on, which is hybrid. Now, what this is telling Google is, hey, I want to do a Google search for any web pages that include the word hybrid, but I don't want you to search the whole internet. I only want to search this website for it. So if you do this search, you'll see what happens. Google comes back with the search results, and every one of those search results is a page on the yozuri.com website. You can click on any of them and see what's being said about hybrid fishing line. Now you know that this company sells that product, and you can go ahead and make your purchase if you want. Here's another example. Maybe you read a blog about parenting, and you remember a few months back there was this article about a particular stroller. Well, if that blog doesn't have a search function built in, you can search Google for any page on that specific blog site that talks about that particular stroller. Now, I'll tell you one potential flaw in this process. That is, if the page you're looking for on the website is brand new, like less than maybe a week old, Google might not yet have it indexed, so it might not show up in the Google results. For my blog, this would be a pretty rare occurrence because Google has learned over the last 13 years or so that I've been publishing my blog posts every Monday regularly. They know that my blog posts come out at that time every week, so they're generally indexed by Google by around 7 or 8 a.m. on each Monday morning. But some websites, it might take longer, like a week or so. Now, in addition to the method I just mentioned, there's an alternative method of searching that'll work on some websites. You can get that information over at my website at computertutorflorida.com/043. Thankfully, most websites now are including the search function right on the front page of the site. That's becoming standard procedure, and that's definitely the easiest way to find something. But if the site you're searching doesn't have that, now you have a way to search that site anyway. And now, the cool Google trick I mentioned earlier. It's pretty simple. Just go to Google and do a search on the phrase Atari Breakout. That's A-T-A-R-I, the game manufacturer, and the word breakout. Then click on images to change it to an image search, and then see what happens. It's pretty cool. I love finding stuff like that. If you find the things that I talk about here informative or entertaining or fun, I'm happy about that. And there's a way for you to help more people find out about my podcast, and that's by going over to iTunes and leaving me a rating. Just open iTunes and do a search for Computer Tutor, and you'll see my podcast listed there. I appreciate that. And of course, you can email me with any comments or questions at pctutor@gmail.com or call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 anytime 24/7. I hope you found today's show helpful, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.